Papaya's Check-In.
Hi everyone, welcome back.
Claudia, what are we checking in with this week?
You know that TikTok, Instagram Reel meme? Taking a stupid walk for my stupid mental health?
Yeah.
So today we talk about all things stupid and stupider, it seems, from walking, running, and of course, how it interacts with the workplace.
Because we're IO psychologists.
And between the two of us, we have like a runner and a half? can we say that yet? No.
Have you actually put them on?
Yes.
Good. Sure.
So, but yeah, like just running, it's getting warmer. Chicago's thawing out, so we want more excuses to be outside.
Yes, and gentle reminder before we jump right in, Wednesday, April 6th, International Day of Sport for Development and Peace. So go back to our episode number 38 with Mia Hammerman. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
And get a refresher on just how important sports can be for leadership and interpersonal skill development.
Exactly. Hi, Mia. But yeah, before the Chicago intramural soccer season starts, before all of our lakeside running paths get busy, I might need to get back up to speed and shape, which can be daunting and which has been a heck of a process in the background. Before the Chicago intramural soccer season starts, before our lakeside paths get busy and we have to remind cyclists literally to stay in their lane, I might need to get back up to speed and in shape, which can be daunting. Let's be real. Most of us have not moved a muscle for the past 2 years, but we probably should eventually. And the process has actually started a couple months ago for me. As you can tell, I've been warming up for a while. And it's been fun, very fun. And part of my advice to anyone in considering walking or running for wellness, for your stupid mental health, for your stupid fitness, always buy the right shoes.
That's the most important part.
That myself and I'm sure others are willing to skip out on, because it can be scary, and running shoes are not cheap.
No, they're an investment for sure.
So one frigid February weekend, Susie dragged
frigid.
My face hurt. Your face hurt too. You're just in denial. It was something like minus 20 Celsius. Mm-hmm. And we met up at a shoe store. Mm-hmm. And I paid more attention to my feet in those 20 minutes than I think I have in the 2 decades prior. But it can be very fun. And it can be a very nice little self-care to invest into something like that. I don't know if you're the type to buy the gym membership so you're going to motivate yourself to go, or to feel guilty because you're not using it. But it can just be what you need to get kickstarted, haha, quite literally.
Yeah. I mean, I think for sure buying the running shoes is the most important. Mm-hmm. I've been there where like you get the gym membership to motivate you to go, because if you broken it down to each day that I'm not going cost me 25 cents.
Okay.
So I want my 25 cents and I'm going to go to the gym. But that, it does get into a vicious cycle of like, when am I going to fit it into my day? Blah, blah, blah. But I love running and I'm so proud that you want to join me in this journey of running.
No, we never said anything about joining.
On the journey?
On the metaphorical journey.
Of running, yeah.
Of running, yes.
It's not like we're going to do a marathon together tomorrow.
Just double checking. Just checking, y'all. Because like this one wakes up early and runs in the first thing in the morning. And I'm just not up to speed yet. And yet, I will keep inserting running puns as far as I can. But yeah, buying shoes,
first step. And then I was so excited. I was ready to go. I was motivated. Mm-hmm. And then I had to remember that I lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
And that it was minus 15.
Yeah, the weather isn't great. So, pointer, if you live in Chicago and you like running, treadmills are the way to go in the winter.
Yeah, but until I can afford a Peloton or something like that, mm-hmm. the idea of running is that it's supposed to be cheap.
Yeah.
Is the exercise you do when you don't want to spend on the gym, mm-hmm. you want to be outdoors, mm-hmm. and you just want to get up and go.
Yeah. The shoes should be an investment because flimsy, normal tennis shoes will not do you any favors, and if you're going to go run and you're going to do distances and you're going to put in the work, don't do it at the expense of your knees.
Don't save, like, what, $200 now so you can spend however much on that surgery
yeah.
later on. For sure. But, so I get the shoes. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I have my, like, cute little thermal sweater. I think I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And as you asked me in the beginning, did you ever even put them on, the mm-hmm. shoes? Yes, I did.
That one time.
Got down the 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Opened the door. Everything looked great from my window. Mm-hmm. And my entire neighborhood was covered in black ice.
Oh. Yeah. That does happen.
So it was a little mental debate of, should I at least try to walk on the black ice? Mm. To get some steps in, see if some other sidewalks are cleaner? Mm-hmm. Or should I just not roll an ankle on my first run?
Yeah. What did you decide?
Oh, I walked to the corner, almost rolled an ankle, and then came back.
Great.
But technically, I wore the shoes out of the house.
Great. Love that. Yeah, there's been instances where I go on the trail and it's an ice skating rink instead of a running trail. And I've definitely seen people smash their little nice faces or butts on the trail, and I turn around and come back home. Sometimes I have been like, okay, well, let's just skate then. But I have also, yeah, not fun during the winter.
And it is somewhat fun/ironic to me that, like, we've come so far as a human species. Mm-hmm. And yet, it's humbling, because you think you're ready, you have these hyper-technological shoes, mm-hmm. you have your apps, you're monitoring everything you can, and you're still subject to the weather, so you can just get lost.
Have you downloaded the app yet?
Yes.
Good job.
So that was the next step. I was like, okay. The weather is allowing me a couple weeks to plan this out, mm-hmm. to get myself a running calendar. Mm-hmm. And after Susie's mentorship, I downloaded a specific one. Honestly, anyone is going to be fine, but mine is for couch potatoes.
Couch to 5K. Yes.
Yes. Because again, let's be real. Admit where you're starting at is another important point. I'm not trying to sign up for a 5K in the next month by any means. Eventually.
You could.
Maybe. No. To be realistic.
Good.
So we'll get there. But I got the app. The weather seems to be thawing out, so I'm running out of excuses.
On your way here today, you saw people running in the rain.
I am willing to bet that those people's birth certificates list locations in the Midwest, and therefore they shan't count towards runners in rainy cold weather.
But today wasn't cold, it was just rainy, and you came, it had just started raining like 15 minutes before you arrived, so they were probably already out and it just started raining, and there is a point in your running life cycle journey where you're just like, okay, well, it's only 2 miles left in my workout today, so yeah, let's enjoy the rain.
Or they could have turned tails and they were running home, and we will just never know.
We will never know. But my first, well, should have been my first half marathon in Chicago. Started pouring at 6 a.m. and I just had to run in the rain. I ended up only doing 10K.
Only.
But it was soaking and like not thunderstorm, but like that level of pouring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my first half marathon experience.
And then you went on for another one.
Well, I'm training for one now. But it's summer. It's going to rain. At least it's nicely weathered, like 70s, mm-hmm. but raining.
We'll see. But while I'm warming up to the running, I started at least doing a little bit of those stupid, silly walks for my stupid, silly mental health. Mm-hmm. Scooping out which routes are clear in my neighborhood, which sidewalks may not be that nice mm-hmm. to run on, too irregular, too many dog owners that don't do their duty.
Oh my god.
It's a thing that you have to concern yourself with when you don't have 18 miles of running trail right outside your house. I'm sorry. As you can guess, I don't think we addressed this before, but Susie and I live in very different areas of the city. She lives on the picturesque lakefront area, and I live further out west in a very nice park area, very nice boulevards, but
why don't you run in
it's the more park? Of a toss, a okay. coin toss. But we'll get there. But at least I started walking, and that leads me to the next question, and we're gonna get into how the heck this relates to work at some point.
We promise.
But I haven't had the experience with the running that much quite yet, but I know for me the walking is put in my morning news podcast and just move and get my brain to start thinking. Mm-hmm. You do both. You do the walks, you do the runs, mm-hmm. you do the jogs, you do the skating. Keeping it to just walks and runs, what's the difference? Like, do they actually have different functions for you? Is it different, like...
Yeah.
What can I expect?
I'll be honest, I never jog. I hate jogging.
Do you just speed run?
It's just running to me.
Okay.
But walking versus running, I always start my running workouts with a little walk. Warm up and cool down are both walks. But depending on the day, if I have 30 minutes, I know that I can get a run in, but I'm probably not going to enjoy it as much.
It would be more of checking a box kind of thing.
Where I can take a nice leisurely walk. That's the difference. If it's leisure, it's a walk. If it's a workout, it's running. It depends how much time I have, if I feel like an injury coming, or I've just like exhausted my muscles that week. It's like, take it down, just go for a walk. But I've also done like, I don't know, we were traveling last week and I wanted to get outside. I'll go for a walk because I haven't been running in a week. Mm-hmm. And my muscles are going to say, WTF?
Where was my notice? What are we doing?
Exactly. But I also haven't been working out, so let me go for a longer walk. Like a 5K, 6K, 8K walk. And just like enjoy it, take my time, lower pace, stretch out a bit. And then after those longer walks, I can start running again.
Okay. That makes sense. But also, a little bit concerning, when you can feel an injury coming?
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I'll just step funny.
Okay.
And, like, oh, that's a little discomforting, but I don't want to go, like, keep running on it and make it an injury if I can just, like, let's take care of it.
Okay. And again, that all circles back to having the right shoes and listening to your body and what mm-hmm. it's trying to tell you.
And starting slow. People say you never forget how to ride a bike. Once a runner, always a runner. Like, you can pick it right up. I don't feel that way. I feel like you should always, like, once you stop running consistently, even if it's just for a week, you should start back up with, like,
less than what you were doing before. Mm-hmm.
Little by little.
Or at least the understanding that even taking that short of a break will have an impact. So it's not about... Look at me. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Oh my God.
You called it our running journey. And I think that's part of what it's tricky when it comes to the workplace. See, I said we will get there. Because, again, running can be the easiest well-being employee resource or initiative for the organization. It's got the total entry cost of designing a flyer and scheduling a meeting to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, again, on the individual level, it can bring very high damage if it's not done properly. And both of us have had experiences where our shared employers and our own have tried to encourage us to run to different levels of success, as you can imagine. Because you've actually done 5Ks with one of our internships.
Yeah, they had a big, like, running program where some races, some 5K, some 10Ks, can be quite expensive to get in, and more so in the virtual era of, like, I'm not even getting the experience, so I'm legitimately just paying for a bib number, or not even, and a medal.
Yeah.
So that internship did sponsor a lot of my 5K medals.
So for context, once we went remote, that internship went remote, we wouldn't be able, of course, to congregate even in open spaces because it was pre-vaccines. And so you would just get the number and you would track yourself running it whenever you wanted, right? Yeah. So it's just like your normal Wednesday morning run, but this time you already have a medal at home when you get there.
Exactly.
Okay.
They would send it to your home address. For some, it was just like a window of time, like March is this 5K. Others did have like, it'll be this Saturday. And you'll get your shirt, your medal, your bib number. And yeah, when it was that day, I would definitely see people running
around.
Like, I normally don't like the t-shirts that they send.
Okay.
Because they're all, like, unisex. You just pick a size and, like, hope it fits. So I would just wear my own clothes, but I would see people around with the shirts running, like, a little, like, me too! High five!
No, when we had that internship, I was actually really excited. And I did sign up for one of the 5Ks. I got the t-shirt. I absolutely understand, like, surprisingly fit, but also strange. And I ended up walking because I also liked the idea that even though I wasn't a runner at the time, I didn't do any prep leading to that 5K, which is why I ended up just walking it. It was also somewhat funny to be like, hey, hi, employer. I want you to donate to this cause or this. On my behalf. So Thank you. Please sponsor me and I'll get the t-shirt. But especially, I guess in all big cities, but especially in Chicago, it's always fun when we get specific runs in the fall. Even if you're not a runner, you start seeing everyone with the same t-shirt, everyone with the same metal blanket. Oh, that was today, wasn't it? Darn it.
Yeah. Shamrock Shuffle. The hot chocolate.
The hot chocolate one is one that I remember vividly because I was out and about that morning. And all of a sudden, it felt like, did I not get the memo? When did we say that we were all wearing blue?
Yeah.
And when I lived downtown, of course, the Chicago Marathon and the Chicago Half Marathon would have all of the loop completely on lockdown.
Yeah. Question. When did you move into downtown?
Downtown would have been August 2018.
So you missed me running by a month.
Aww.
Running my first half marathon.
I missed the marathon season that year. The second year, so 2019 when I was working, it was very fun to have all of those events, like the marathon, Lollapalooza before it.
Mm-hmm.
And those glass windows are really good at noise insulation, and I'm very thankful for them.
Yeah. The one I did was a rock and roll half marathon. They happen.
That sounds fun.
They happen all over the world every year.
Mm-hmm.
Different cities host them, but there is a band playing live every so often.
Okay.
So like, you don't have to run with music. You have live music.
I would get like, so run. Distracted and would like if I liked the music there, I would mm-hmm. just end up wanting to stay there. That my time would be terrible. I mean, not that it would necessarily be good otherwise.
Yeah, it's weird because it's legitimately not a concert. They're just playing for the people that are running by. But
interesting,
it is fun.
One that I've always been curious, because I used to organize a similar event in undergrad,
mm-hmm.
is the Holy or like Running Colors.
Oh, yeah.
Colors Running of Colors. Running, which... Having organized holy-like events
mm-hmm.
for a couple of years, I love it. It's a lot of fun. But if I'm thinking of panting and running and I...
Oh, it gets messy.
...get dust thrown at me, like, I can wear glasses, it's fine. But if I'm catching my breath and I just get hit with a bunch of powder, I will be hunting for blood.
Yeah. I think I'm okay with sharing the pictures I have of Running Colors.
Okay.
For Instagram, you'll see it there. But yeah, you get disgusting afterwards because like you're sweaty. The colors are all running and mashing with each other.
I'm okay with that. I'm just thinking of the breathing.
Yeah, and you definitely inhale colored powder. What was funnier was the first year my mom drove me there. Like, we ran together. The second year, I drove myself.
Mm-hmm.
But from the first year, my mom was like, bring towels. Like, as we're getting mm-hmm. into the car. And I'm like, why? It's like, because you're not coloring my...
You're going to be gross.
You're going to be gross. And you're not getting into my car like that.
And depending on what materials you use. Yeah, absolutely. You will need a car wash afterwards. So, yeah, look into your employer. Do they have 5Ks? Do they have 10Ks? Or, if they're like another one of the places I worked at, do they have walking challenges?
Yeah.
Because the other important thing is also, again, meeting people where they're at. Not everyone will want to get up and run. Some people might not be able to. They might not be able to enjoy it as much. Any sorts of reason. But usually speaking, it's a good argument for most of us to get out and at least get our 10,000 steps in or whatnot. So one of the offices I worked in, we noticed a lot of us had Fitbits for mm-hmm. whatever reason, or smartwatches that allowed us to track the steps. So we started an office group to compete in. And then at the same time, I also joined a group of, a competition group of friends from back home. This was pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have the quarantine reason to be sedentary, but we were all just, you know, we're in our mid-20s, we're starting to realize that we work 9 to 5 and we don't move as much as we should.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. The office one would be so competitive because with the app we used, you would get a warning like, you have 2 hours to meet your goal,
mm-hmm.
or person so-and-so passed you,
mm-hmm.
Or you're only 20 steps behind them.
Yeah.
And so every so often I would see my manager just going, I'm just going to take the stairs in a skyscraper. 14 floors difference between where we are and where we need to go. But she was determined. And
yeah,
the most times she would win until we hired a very, very fit fitness person that would just go running on the treadmill every morning and there was no competition after that. But that was very fun until we found out about cheating.
Oh, how do you cheat on us?
So not the office one. Those we were all relatively honorable.
Okay.
But one of my college friends, and if you're listening, yes, I'm talking about you. Be happy that I'm not mentioning you by name. Happened to have access to a backyard and a very enthusiastic pup. And so they literally put their Fitbit on their dog's collar, and then they would just sit there and throw balls and toys and let the pup run around. They only did it a couple times because it also was very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, so-and-so just did 13,000 steps in 2 hours. It's like, well, it helps when you have 4 feet instead of two.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, come on now, people. Come on. But those are very, very fun. We need to get that app going. So
yeah,
once I actually start running, and they you help with all kind of metrics as well. That are always fun, like how many steps or like how healthy is your step?
Mm-hmm.
Like how balanced is your body over your 2 feet and like all of those funny things.
Yeah.
So that got me very happy with my little numbers. My silly numbers, my silly walk, silly mental health. And then where I am currently employed is very funny because we have a VP who is the definition of a runner.
Really?
He breathes running. He does several marathons a year.
Yeah.
Absolutely lives for it. That is the thing that brings him the most happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a person who has considerable power in the organization. So it's been very funny to see how he didn't start it, but someone in his team decided to start a runner's club because it would make him happy. And now okay. We have runners going in and out of the club as we try to impress this particular VP. And the sociology of running and working, it's there. It's very interesting to sit back with some popcorn and let other people run around.
I love that you said like they're coming in and out of the club.
I mean, they are. They join the journey, and then they leave the journey, and then they circle back to the journey. Which leads me to our last segment for this episode, which is suggestions for starting a running club at work.
Mm-hmm.
The unofficial first one is don't do it just because you think your manager, VP, or supervisor would enjoy it. But what else can we do, Susie?
Unless the runners and walkers you know, like from the people at work that you talk to, like your close circle, if you want to start running or legitimately you just need some steps, now that we're all getting back to the office, enlist the people.
Absolutely. Spread the word. There may be someone like me who is intimidated by running because mm-hmm. I've heard all the horror stories and I've heard that it's very 0 to 100 and you need to you're either a runner or you're not. Mm-hmm. You either turn your diet inside out or you don't.
No.
You might have other people that are curious about it, that want to get started. They just need that support or that mm-hmm. lived experience of like, hey, it's okay. You don't need to become Usain Bolt in the next 2 weeks and you're still a runner, and that's fine.
Yeah. Focus on the community. If you want a running club, there's more to it than like going for runs. There's more to it than like, we're all signing up for this 5K that's coming up. Like, you actually create connections yes. from it.
And on the same spirit, create a sense of consistency that is actually sustainable. Again, if you are a runner going into it, don't scare people off by telling them that we're running every day before work mm-hmm. or every other day. If that's too much, meet people where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, having that consistency piece of saying, that accountability piece of creating that connection and saying, okay, we're actually doing this.
Yeah, look up plans. There's hundreds and hundreds of running plans out there. Stick to them, but also...
Oh, you say stick to them and then I just casually blush. It's okay.
No, I mean, like, stick to them as in, like, they know what they're saying.
Yeah.
So if it does say just do 20 minutes the first 3 weeks,
stick to that.
Don't try to do 30 because I can do it. There's science behind it. Or at least there should be science behind the ones you look up. Please look up the ones with science behind them. But also, with the consistency comes growth. So don't try to like go 1 to 100 on your first week, and then week two you won't be able to move.
Completely drop out.
Exactly. And have fun with it.
Most important, yes, absolutely. Have fun with it. It's not supposed to be a chore. It might feel like it 1 day, 2 days, but if it feels like a chore every time, running may not be for you, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah. That's totally okay. Took me years to get here.
So you pushed through the feeling of the chore?
No. Like, it took me years of like, oh, I'm not good at running. Why am I doing this? To get to the point of like actually being consistent with it, growing from it, and then being like, oh, I do enjoy it.
And when it comes to fun, if you're a competitive person, go for that 5K or set a goal even for yourself, for your team, for your entire club to be who's the runner of the month, who managed to beat their own personal record. It doesn't necessarily have to be daunting.
Yeah. And keep in mind that running clubs normally only meet once a week. So if you're going to do a running club, don't expect to be running together 5 days a week, 7 days a week. You should all meet once.
Or if your team is remote, again, like agree on which app to use and let just the banter begin.
Exactly. But have fun. Running is fun. I hope you enjoy it.
Or so I've been told. And let us know if you decide to go and run with it.
Let us know
how that worked out for you.
There's a 5K at PSYOP.
There is a 5K at PSYOP in memory of Dr. Landy. So most of us, whether you remember or not, may have had our intro to IOPsych on his textbook. That can be an option. And again, that run is definitely a safe start where we are not participating because we necessarily need first place.
But with that,
if you decide to run, if you decide to tell us all the reasons why we are crazy and running is the bane of your existence, both opinions are valid. Just present them in a fun way. Let us know. Send us a message or a DM at Bias Check-In Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Send us an email to biascheckin@gmail.com. Leave us a voice message on Anchor. Catch your breath first. Or if you want to help us finance the next pair of running shoes, you can also leave us a tip on Anchor.
And with that, we're going to go for a walk and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.